Welcome to Wondering Wednesday.
Wondering on Wednesday.
That's right. It is your favorite hosts, Mary Ellen and Joe, and we are so excited to answer questions for you on Wednesdays.
You can send us all of your burning points and miles questions, whether it's 101, 201, questions about a specific trip itinerary. We're going to pick one each week and feature it on the show in a little tiny bite-sized episode.
You can send your questions to Mary Ellen and Joe at wonderlandonpoints.com. You can DM us. You can send them to us through the Facebook group. We want to hear from you.
So let's dive in.
Let's go.
Okay, guys, it is time for another Wondering Wednesday. And today we have a question that has come in from multiple listeners. It seems to be a common question. So we want to get it addressed. And that is one about card churning. Do you know what card churning is, Joanna? I know you do. So tell us a little bit.
I will tell you what card churning is. For anybody that does not know, the question is always, how do I keep this game going? How do I stay in this hobby long term? How do I keep traveling on points? And the answer there is many times going to be the churning of cards, which means that occasionally you come to the end of a time period that you've held a card, and you might be eligible to earn the signup bonus on that card again. So how exactly do you do that? And I had a very interesting question from a listener over on our Instagram. And she said, my husband and I have each had this card for 12 years and have never done this. And now I'm having FOMO. Can you explain a little bit more about how to do it? When I Googled eligibility for bonus says you cannot currently have a Sapphire card, which is absolutely true. So let's talk them through how to churn a Sapphire card specifically, and then we're going to give you a few other examples of cards that you can do this with. And don't be scared, because I feel like the word churning kind of sounds like you're doing something wrong. I don't know why. It kind of sounds like it's like a sneaky hack or whatever. It's not. It is fully within all of the rules and regulations. So let's explain that a bit.
It is. It's not looked upon kindly necessarily by the credit card companies if you do it too much, but that's why they have put some rules into place. So with the Chase Sapphire Preferred card, my husband actually did this year. We had had that card for many, many years for, gosh, I don't know, he probably had it 7 or 8 years, and we had never thought about downgrading it to another card and reapplying for the Sapphire card again so that he could earn the signup bonus. But it's every 48 months, so that's about 4 years, you can re-earn a signup bonus for a Chase Sapphire Preferred or Reserve. So that's exactly what he did this year. I knew from following the trends of previous years that the Chase Sapphire card would probably have an elevated signup bonus late spring. Usually April, May, they have an elevated signup bonus. And because it had been so many years since he first got that card, which was actually, fun fact, a card that we used that signup bonus to go to Banff on a big anniversary trip, which was really fun. But now we wanted a new signup bonus. So
Heck yes, always.
So in about February, March, he went ahead and downgraded his Chase Sapphire Preferred card to a Chase Freedom card.
And how do you do that?
Yep. How do you do that? So we had to call them. We already have one Chase Freedom card, but now we have our original Chase Freedom and we have a Chase Freedom Flex. That's the one that he downgraded to. And then 30 days later, he reapplied when there was an elevated signup bonus for the Chase Sapphire Preferred again and re-earned that signup bonus.
Okay, so why do we want to downgrade to another product versus canceling if we have the option to do so?
Okay, so a good reason to downgrade instead of canceling is to protect your credit history. If you cancel a bunch of cards, then that doesn't look really great on your credit report. However, if you downgrade a card, it does not do any change to your credit report, and you can keep that high credit limit if you wanted to. It just transfers over to a new card.
Absolutely. So this is the Chase Sapphire specifically that has the 48-month rule. So this is something you can be planning and strategizing for as you're kind of looking at the future and how you're going to keep earning points. So just know that with that specific family of cards, every 4 years, you will have the opportunity to earn the sign-up bonus again. And then as Mary Ellen said, if you follow the trends, you will have a good idea of when the are going to elevate and you can snag them when they are even higher. So that is the Sapphire family of cards, but we do have other Chase cards that are well known for churning because they actually have a shorter period of time that you have to wait in order to get a sign-up bonus. And those cards are the co-branded cards, the Hyatt cards, and the Southwest cards. So those are both a 24-month waiting period, which is really, really awesome. And you're going to hear about these cards being churned a lot during a very specific time of year that happens to be going on right now, which is
the Southwest Companion Pass season.
Yeah.
That's a big reason why people churn the Southwest cards. You can get that sign-up bonus again every 24 months. So for me, we've had companion passes for our family for the past 2 years, almost 2 full years. So I am in that place where I'm thinking of canceling. This would be really the first card that I've canceled too, because most of the time I'm able to downgrade, work around it, but I am likely going to cancel my Southwest card. And then after at least about 30 days, I'm going to reapply for the card and go for companion pass again. So it's very common that you see people doing this with Southwest cards.
Yes. And it really is not as scary as it sounds to have to cancel this card if you have to do it. We like you to not, just so you can hold on to as much credit history as you can. And we say never, ever cancel your oldest card. So if your oldest card is the Chase Sapphire Preferred and you've had that card for a really long time, that is the bulk of your credit history. Please, for the love of everything, do not cancel that card. You must downgrade in order to hold on to it. But the co-branded cards are a lot easier to cancel. And then as Mary Ellen said, you do need to wait at least 30 days before reapplying. And this works with the Hyatt cards as well, which can be really nice if Hyatt elevates some of their card signup bonuses and you want to go for that extra chunk of Hyatt points. So let's move on to a couple of the other banks. Now, the first one, Mary Ellen's favorite, American Express.
Oh, it is. You know it is. Except for this. This is not my favorite.
It's a little bummer. It's a little bit of a bummer because American Express has a rule. It's called the lifetime rule. And it says that you can only earn this sign-up bonus once in a lifetime. Now, there is maybe a little silver lining to that because American Express has a very specific definition of what a lifetime is. And it's not what I would consider a lifetime. So I guess that's good news, right?
Yeah, it's good news. It's not an actual lifetime, we hope. It's really more like 7-ish years. The verdict is out because they don't define what that is for us. But some data points have said now it could even be more like 5 or 6 years. Some people say 10 years. We don't know exactly how long it is, but there is hope that down the road, you can re-earn the sign-up bonus for some of the Amex cards. So there's hope, but it's not as clear-cut as some of the other banks.
Correct. And anecdotally, people are starting to say that they are getting approved for cards or targeted for additional cards prior to that lifetime being over, that 7 years being over. And especially this is true with the business cards, like the business gold. People are receiving multiple sign-up bonus offers on this card. It's called the gravy train. And it's when you're offered the same card over and over and over again, and they just keep letting you get multiple of them. And statistically, these are offered to people that are very active with their American Express cards. They spend on them frequently. They pay them off frequently. They are actively adding offers to cards, and they are doing other things such as adding the authorized user for 10,000 points. So a lot of people track data points, and it just seems that there is a statistical correlation between the people that are really active with American Express and the people who get targeted for these repeat offers. So that's something to keep in mind as you're playing around with American Express as a bank, because as we know, Even without earning the sign-up bonus repeatedly, American Express, especially the Gold, is one that will help you continuously earn and has a lot of value, especially because of Rakuten. So even though you can only get that sign-up bonus once, all hope is not lost. American Express is an extremely valuable company and currency.
100%. A couple of the other banks that have similar rules, Citi and Capital One, for like the Capital One Venture X, they both seem to have about a 48-month rule. So similar to the Chase Sapphire cards, that four-year mark is when maybe you can re-earn the sign-up bonus for those.
Right. And similar to the Chase Sapphire, those cards also have downgrade options. They have lower tiered cards that you can product change to retain your credit history so you don't have to be canceling, which is excellent news. Something interesting to note about Capital One cards is you can hold both the Venture and the Venture X. Or, you know, we talked about in our companion card episode, the Saver card. But Capital One will only approve you for one card every 6 months. So you do need to be very aware of that when you're strategizing your downgrades and your applications. So this was a super technical episode, I feel like, but hopefully this was really helpful for you when it comes to strategizing and planning the long-term impacts of your points earning system.
Okay, guys, that's it for this Wondering Wednesday. Please send us your questions. We would love to answer them on the air. You can email us at MaryEllen and Joe@WonderlandOnPoints.com or hit up those DMs, me at Family Travel for the Win, and Joanna can be found at Points to Wonderland.
We'll see you guys here next time.
Bye, guys.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com and we would be happy to walk you through a free card consultation. That's also a great place to send us all of your comments and questions. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.